So there I am, driving down the freeway, and I'm in the second, like, there's five lanes on the five, you know, five on the five. Hey, everything's five by five. No, everything was not five by five. I was in, you know, right now I'm having a little trouble remembering how you properly number lanes. I want to say I was in the number two lane because I think you count. Do you count from the inner and go outer? I mean, because then, I don't know. I'm not going to try and figure that out right now. But I'm in the second lane, you know, to the left, right? Going about my business, and I get behind this person. The speed limit's 65 miles per hour. And they're going 50. 15 miles slower than the speed limit. And they got three other lanes to the right where they can go as slow as they frackin' want. But no. They gotta go 50 miles when it's 65, which means everyone else is doing at least 75. Because, hey, Southern California, right? It's not raining because, again, Southern California. the speed limit was 65, Kitty. Now, it's not a speed requirement, no. However, you are supposed to drive in a manner that is safe for all, you know. So if you're going really slow on the freeway, you're okay, you go 60. It is posted. What are you talking about, Kat? It's posted all over the place down here. On the freeway it's 65. You need to get your eyes checked, Kitty. And I should stop looking at I should stop looking at the chat when I'm trying to tell. Kitty, I'm trying to tell a story here. Anyway, person's going, you know, 50 in the 65. It's really annoying, but I'm thinking to something. I'm thinking about a podcast I heard earlier in the day that it, you know, it's called the speed limit, not the speed requirement. Okay, all right, whatever. I pass the person on the left, go about my way. But then It's like the afternoon, or no, it's the evening, and I'm heading up north to Anaheim, and I think I'm in Anaheim at this point. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I'm turning left onto a street, and the two people in front of me both stop right in the middle of the intersection and completely block access to moving along to going through the road. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, is there, you know, I don't hear a siren. Is someone coming? What's going on? What's going on? No, both of these cars decided, nope, they made a incorrect left turn and then proceeded to back up a little bit and make a fucking U-turn after they had already committed to the left. What the hell is going on with people? You don't do that. You make a mistake, you keep going, and you correct it after the fact, especially when you got someone right behind you who's just trying to make a left because she's got to get to the freaking little dispensary in Anaheim because she's all out. Anyway, clearly I needed help chilling. But, oi, just fucking morons on the road. Oh, and then the other day, the guy on a bicycle riding on the wrong side of the street, right? He decides, nope, now he needs to get over to the correct side of the street. And here I am, you know, driving along, coming home from work, and the guy cuts across two lanes on the wrong side of the road, and then tries to cut across two lanes on the correct side of the road. And he's sticking his right arm out, you know, indicating where he's going. And he's on a bicycle. Now, yes, you share the road for a bicycle. However, when someone is trying to merge all the way across multiple lanes, I do not feel, and you know, I do not feel the need to always let them in, especially if it's someone that is going markedly slower than I am. You know, dude, you are cutting across four lanes on a bicycle. This is not safe behavior, but you're all decked out in your bike riding gear and you got a nice street bike and everything. And so you're coming over, you get up right up next to my car, and I keep going because I'm going a hell of a lot faster than you. And I even, you know, moved out to the right a little bit, you know, so that I wouldn't be cutting it so close to. It's not like I was trying to hit this person. It's just they were trying to merge into my lane. Just because you signal that's where you're going, it doesn't mean that the vehicle is always going to allow you. I take this attitude with cars, with motorcycles, with whatever. It's not because this person was on a bike. They were going significantly slower than I was, and they were merging multiple lanes. And so the guy starts going, "You share that road, you stupid bitch!" And I'm like, what the fuck? You're not even signaling the right way. What the hell is going on? Why do people feel so damn entitled? You know, you were riding on the wrong side of the road 2 minutes ago. What the hell? Like, I am under no obligation to let you over. I tell ya. People are driving Siebes crazy. Hello, everybody. Today is still Friday, November 13th, 2015. This is Getting Geeky, and I am Miranda Janelle. And why am I not registering on the VU meter? Grr. Arr. Wait, no, this is not a... Wait, that's Josh Whedon, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's Josh... Josh Whedon. Enunciate. Will Wheaton. Wait, no. Wrong show again. What am I doing here? I don't know. I'm making myself laugh. That's what I'm doing. No, I'm actually all hopped up on hot chocolate at the moment. The sugar high. It just kicked in. And it's a good thing. And of course, because I'm in California, I make my hot chocolate with almond milk. Hashtag CAD bag. Thank you, netheads. Oh my gosh, I really needed the hot chocolate last night, and let's just say I got cold. I'm not going to say what the actual temperature is because all of you will, or what it was, because all of you will make fun of me, but I had this situation last night where I had planned to go on because I had just watched the latest episode of Star Wars Rebels, and it was really, really awesome. I completely lost it when Hera was testing the Blade Wing prototype, which will eventually become the B-Wing. It was just a freaking awesome scene. You know, I especially loved when she did the weapons test and she's like, huh, well, I was kind of hoping it packed a bigger punch. And then Shipmaster Corey was like, well, did you pull the lever on the right? And so she pulls it down, does another weapons test, and this giant, like, I don't know if it's ion cannon or if that was the plasma cannon or what the hell, which weapon that was, but it's just this massive arc, and it looked like the freaking Death Star weapon, and it's just explosions all over the pillared surface of Shantipole. It was awesome to see. And then and then when she took it out, when she took it out to what was the name of the planet? Was it Ibar? Yeah. Because the Phoenix Squadron was running food supplies to this to these people who were being rationed and worked to the point of exhaustion, and like there was fear that they were going to starve, and that the Empire was just overworking them, and they were actually running a blockade. So Phoenix Squadron of the Rebel Fleet, led by Hera, she was kind of leading it. You know, like she was taking point. Their original transport got destroyed, and then Kanan and the crew of Ghost, they were running another supply run while Hera was with Zeb and Sabine getting the B-Wing prototype. Anyway, she shows up at just the right moment to help bust the Imperial blockade, and it was just a fantastic scene. It was really cool. I loved how Agent Callus was like, "That's not possible." I love the guy who's doing the voice for Agent Callus, or I wish I could remember his name off the top of my head, but I love how he's playing Agent Callus, especially the scene where he was talking about how, oh, they'll be back. They're rebels, and they can't resist helping people in need, and that will be the last mistake they ever make. Oh, it was just so insidious. It was great. Loved it. So I'm all ready to go on last night and share those thoughts that I just shared. So I grabbed my headphones, and I've got everything else set up, but I don't have my earbuds. And so I run over to the couch and grab them, because that's where I left them. And I put the left one in. Wait, no. I put the right one in. I put the left one. Hey, where's the little silicon tip on the left one? Crap. All right. So I start looking around the apartment. Realize, you know, I still haven't fixed the lighting situation here in the apartment. It's a little dim, especially at night. It's kind of hard to see some things. So I grab my flashlight, start looking on the floor. My flashlight gives out on me. Got to change the batteries. Dang it. Nothing's going right. All right. Got the new batteries. Everything's good. The flashlight's nice and bright again. It's not downstairs. I checked by the couch, you know, I got my head down on the ground, you know, scanning the whole nine yards. I decided to go check upstairs because I did go upstairs, and I know it's got to be in the apartment or at the very least in my car, because when I left Target earlier in the evening, or maybe it was Target. No. It was another place. But when I left, I had my headphones in, so I know that they were at least in the car. And so I realized, okay, it's not in the apartment, so I got to check my, or go back and trace my steps. hopefully I'll find it on the way to the garage and I won't have to open it up and look in the car, because that would really, really suck right now. It's kind of cold outside, at least cold for me. Other people would make fun of me, you know, but whatever. I have no tolerance for cold. I know this. My friends still make fun of me. I set them up for it, though. It's what friends do, right? Fortunately, I did find the silicon tip out in front of one of the neighbor's garage, but yeah, I still had to walk out around the little, it's a duplex when there's two of them. I don't know, you know, the octoplex, whatever. I still had to walk out around a couple of apartments in order to find it. And, I was pretty cold. And so cold, in fact, that when I came back inside, I had a death grip on my garage door opener. And I realized I had my hands right on the button, and now I'm standing inside the apartment holding down the garage door button. And I can actually trigger the garage door from inside the apartment. I just can't access the garage from inside the apartment. So now I'm thinking, crap, now I don't know if the damn garage door is open. So I gotta go back outside. I'm already freaking cold as butt. And so I go out as fast as I can. Oh, the garage door was closed, thankfully. But by the time that I came back in, I was cold. I made myself the hot chocolate. It's now 40 minutes later from the time that I wanted to originally go on, and I started doing a show last night, and I got about 5 minutes in and just went, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm cold. I want to enjoy my California douchebag hot chocolate made with almond milk. And just go to bed. I gotta work in the morning, and now it's 12:35. So screw this. I'm out of here. So sorry for the tease last night, but you're getting the show now. And I actually made the one point that I wanted to make. And we had, you know, since I've already brought up Star Wars, there was a new trailer that dropped yesterday, and oh my gosh, there were two scenes that really stood out, and I gotta thank that fracking cat for sending me some stills of it that he was capturing really quickly. You actually see Finn using the lightsaber against a stormtrooper, but the stormtrooper has It's some kind of electrical like device, you know. It's emitting light, but it's not a lightsaber. And in one of the stills, you can actually see that it's some kind of a mechanical device, and it looks it kind of reminds me of like the scepters that the Imperial Guard, you know, like the Emperor's Guard, you know, the guys in red. I forget what they're called at the moment. I don't know. Microphone in front of my face. Things go out of your head. Anywho, it reminded me of those, so I thought that was really, really awesome. But then Kylo Ren, you know, where he was saying, you know, like, I will finish what you started. I will show them the dark side. Ooh, that gave me chills. Yep. We're just a little over a month away. There's so many things. Like, I kind of want to just turn Star Wars off. I'm just extremely excited. I was listening to part of Empire earlier because, you know, sometimes I just listen to the audio of A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. But yeah, anywho, I actually did not intend to have a little moment talking about Star Wars. Actually, what I really wanted to talk about tonight was a show on NBC called Grimm. and it follows. excuse me. It's based on the Brothers Grimm, you know, the fairy tales, and it follows Nick Burkhart. And he, Nick Burkhart, is a Grimm, a hunter of Vessin. And they're going strange places with this show. It's a lot of fun. It's a Monster of the Week kind of show. I've really enjoyed it. But where they're going this season, it's a little strange. And while it was... It's been strange for a while. There was the whole Zombie Nick thing for a while. And then with Zombie Nick, it was interesting because he wasn't exactly in control of his actions. The story, it almost lost me there, but it had a really good payoff. And then Nick's girlfriend and, oh gosh, did they get engaged? I think they were at least talking about getting engaged. Anyway, Juliet, Nick's girlfriend, Juliet, they live together. And she's a normal human. She's not Vessin, like some of the other characters, and one other character in particular, just a thorn in the side character, Adeline. She is the first Vessin that Nick ever saw. She voged, and that's, you know, like, basically, her face changed, and she saw, you know, she recognized that Nick was a Grimm, and Nick thought he was seeing things at first, because all of a sudden, this really pretty lady walking down the street, you know, like, she looks like part of her face is falling off, and it's all gross. oh, hey, Jim. No worries. As the cat says, your note is acceptable. Anywho, you've got Grimms and you've got Vessin, and they fight each other, and it's a real Monster of the Week type show. So Adeline has been a particular thorn in the side. She's been a recurring character, and she used a Hex and Beast is basically a witch, and so she used this spell to make herself look like Juliet, and it was part of seeking revenge on Nick for taking her powers away. She made herself look like Nick, and she slept with Nick. And well, now of course Nick and Adeline have a baby, and it turned out that in order to restore Nick's Grimm powers, it's a complicated story, but basically Juliet, who was previously a normal human, became a Hex and Beast, and she was big, bad, and nasty, and they killed her off at the end of last season. And so now Adeline, this thorn in the side, is there with Nick, and they're kind of teasing a romantic, you know, story between them, and I hate that. You know, she's yes, she was the first Vessin that Nick saw, but after what she did to Wu, I did leave out that Nick is a Portland detective, and after, oh, and Adeline was the former lover and has a child with Nick's captain, and she has also been with Nick's partner Hank, and then there's a cop that commonly, you know, that usually works with Nick and Hank, an officer by the name of Wu, and like she's just done nasty things to everyone in in the story. She's a real detestable character, and now Nick and Adeline have a child together, and, you know, and now they've moved in together, and she's asking him, you know, like, now that they've moved to, like, the safe house, she's concerned about their son and just being in there, and it's just weird. It's you know, damn it, Nick, you should have killed her when you had the chance. The story wouldn't have gone so weird, and I'm not sure that I like this idea that they're playing with the idea of a romantic story between Nick and Adeline, because it just doesn't seem plausible at all. It's, you know, Nick's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, all right. And, you know, he's very protective of his baby mama now, you know, and it makes sense, you know, but they're setting up the romantic story. I don't like it. It's just, it's bothering me. But I like this show. It's one of the ones I watch with my mom. It's what we do on Friday nights. I go over to my parents' place and we usually watch a movie, but now that Grimm's been back on the last couple of weeks, we've been watching Grimm. So, and my sister even came, you know, my sister, she came in about halfway through and she saw Nick and Adeline together. And we just kind of like, my sister and I looked at each other and we're both like, ugh. Like, there's just this disdain in the in the household for this entire storyline. All of us hate where they're going with this, and it's just like, just bring back Juliet already, because you know that they're gonna find a way to do it. Just, you know, and they'll make her good again, or maybe they'll find a way to actually make us like Adeline. But I think she's gone too far. She's done too many horrible things. I detest this character. Yep. Oh, and Kitty is telling me to embrace my hatred. You know what, folks? I think that's my cue to stick a fork in it. So this has been... I'll never join you! Thanks, Kitty. Just keep bringing it back to Star Wars. I am wearing my Empire Strikes Back shirt today, as well as my Millennium Falcon necklace, which reminds me of an interaction I had at the grocery store today, because I stopped over and walked over to the grocery store so I can make get some stuff for lunch. And while I was checking out, the cashier, one of the cashiers I see there a lot and have been friendly with, you know, she sees me wearing a Star Wars shirt and the Star Wars necklace. She's like, well, aren't you all decked out in Star Wars? You must, you know, you must be a pretty big fan, huh? I'm like, yeah, I am. She's like, well, I don't think, you know, you certainly are wearing enough. And like, oh no, there's always room for more. And someone else, one of the other people that works there, is like, there you go, there's a true fan. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, I could be wearing my earrings. I could be wearing my Princess Leia hoodie. You know, hell, I could even be wearing one of my freaking costume outfits. Like, trust me, there's more. There can always be more. It was a good, fun interaction. I walked away smiling. So, alrighty, that is going to do it. So, thanks for joining me. As always, I will be posting this at take37.com. It will be available on SoundCloud, and I'm still trying to figure out the new format. I did put the original theme in place because I got a lovely message from Rin today telling me that since I switched themes, she's been getting less cardio in, and so, you know, I gotta look out for you guys. So the original theme is back, unless I can actually I've got an idea for a new theme, composed by yours truly, but it's not quite working yet. Stay tuned. That's gonna do it for tonight. Thanks for joining me.